Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Palestinian Authority so-called President Mahmoud Abbas has concluded his address at the UN Security Council by threatening violence if the Trump administration does not pay funds to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees in the Near East. This is astounding, but this is what he is all about and the Palestinian Authority, including Hamas. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, let's begin with who is Mahmoud Abbas? He is, quote, the president, close quote, of the Palestinian Authority. Why do I use that in quote? Well, because he was elected to that position in January of 2005 to a four-year term, meaning that would have expired in 2009. But this is 2018. How is he still the president? There's been no elections since 2005.
Math, you know?
It would be like us electing a president for a four-year term and then
just hang around for a while.
They just don't have another election and you're still there. In reality, he's an illegitimate figurehead for the Palestinian Authority. But this is the person who went to the UN, who walked out before Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, gave a rebuttal to him, walked out before that even happened, and he gave this astonishing statement that we'll read it, but paraphrasing says, if you don't fund the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees, well, there would be violence in Europe and other places. So you better start funding. Otherwise, they're going to be terrorists.
Yeah, you know, when you threaten somebody, Matt, with violence, if they don't fork over your, you know, the funds, there's a word for that. Well, one of them is robbery. Another word is extortion. And so what he's basically doing here is threatening, he's extorting the United States and sending a signal to the Palestinian people, giving his permission, basically his directive, that if these funds are not forked over, that they are to go take terrorism to the streets of Europe and start killing people. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And, you know, of course, he's also unhappy about when President Trump announced that Jerusalem, which appropriately so, will be the capital of Israel. And he also threatened war back in January if the president does not allocate Jerusalem as the capital of a future, quote unquote, Palestinian state. He said, Jerusalem is the key to peace if it is our capital. If it is not, it is the key to war. Trump will need to choose.
You know, that's amazing. And he's talking about the capital of a future Palestinian state.
Right.
He's not talking about half of Jerusalem
for
the so-called Palestinian state and half for Israel. He's talking about Jerusalem being the capital of the Palestinian state. In his view, there is no Israel.
Right. Well, and that's what I was going to say. Do you think they'd stop there? Let's just say that, you know, the UN or the United States decided to placate this illegitimate, you know, there's no such place as Palestine. I'm sorry. But let's say, just for sake of argument, they placate them. They say, okay, here, we're giving Israel to the Palestinians. And then, and now this is the capital of this fictional land called Palestine. Do you think that's going to, it's going to end with that? Their end game here is the complete and utter annihilation of not just Israel, but all of the Jewish people.
Right. Yeah. And he has no desire for peace.
He has no desire for peace. He ultimately, in fact, he has been a Holocaust denier before he was the Palestinian Authority. In his dissertation, he ultimately presented his view of being a Holocaust denier, which means if you're denying that the Holocaust actually exists, or you're going to blame it on the Jews, that that's why the Holocaust occurred, that means that you're not remorse about having another Holocaust against the Jews continue again.
Right.
You know, President Donald Trump and the administration, under his direction, slashed funding to UNRWA, froze $65 million of planned donations. This is this illegitimate UN agency that, frankly, is part of the problem. So this is what Abbas was saying. If you don't continue to fund UNRWA, there's going to be terrorism. This is what he said in part, quote, 6 million refugees, which is not true, who will take care of them? If you stop your assistance to these 6 million refugees who are educated, if you end your assistance, they become terrorists or refugees in Europe. It's either that, or you continue to support UNRWA until the crisis ends. Now, who are these so-called 6 million refugees? Are there 6 million people in Israel that are so-called Palestinians? No. Are there 6 million refugees that were displaced back in 1948? No. What this is a unique scenario that UNRWA created. Unlike any of the other people groups that have no nation state, you know, the Tibetans are, as an example of that, there are Tibetans that have no nation state. There's about 350 of those kinds of people groups. The UN categorizes all the 350 in one way, people groups, identifiable people groups that have no nation state. But if they ultimately are born after and they become a citizen because of birth in another country, or they ultimately obtain citizenship in another country, they no longer are a, quote, refugee. In other words, that pool continues to shrink. It's the largest at the point in history in which they are displaced. Then it continues to shrink because of death, because of people going to other countries and becoming citizens. But no, the United Nations created a special category just for the so-called Palestinians, and that is the original people back in 1948, about 500,000, 600,000, maybe 700 at the most. Those continue to expand, and that's where they get to the 6 million, because those people who are born in America, in Jordan, in Egypt, wherever they might be, and they're citizens of that country, they continue to have refugee status. But the amazing thing is that he's threatening, if you don't fund the UN, then, well, there's going to be terrorism. So you better fund the UN in order to stop terrorism. The fact is, we've been funding the UN, and guess what's been happening? Terrorism from the Palestinian Authority. And then you have Hamas in Gaza, a recognized terrorist organization. Doesn't matter whether you fund or not. Their end goal is the elimination of the Jews and the complete takeover of Israel to rename it as Palestine, with Jerusalem as only the capital of so-called Palestine.
Yeah, unbelievable, this kind of extortion. And you know, Matt, who are the freest Arabs in the entire Middle East? Those Palestinian, if you will, guests of Israel. Now, obviously, when they gather together in enclaves and follow, you know, the directives of people like Mahmoud Abbas and engage in terrorism, well, Israel defends itself. They have to defend themselves, and they take steps in order to wipe out these terrorist cells and individuals who put suicide vests on and go blow up women and children in pizzerias and on buses and elsewhere, innocent women and children in Israel. So Israel has to defend itself, but when they're peaceful, Israel plays quite a nice host to their guests.
President Donald Trump, I am very pleased with him and Nikki Haley, because they have been so strong and they are not going to be bullied by these threats.
You know, at this UN Security Council meeting, even though Abbas had already walked out rudely, she said, she knew that he was very unhappy with the decision to move our embassy to Jerusalem. You don't have to like that decision. You don't have to praise it. You don't even have to accept it. But know this, that decision will not change. And she also added that the U.S. offers an outstretched hand to the Palestinian people, but we will not chase after you.
You know, good for her and President Trump. I am glad to see that we have resolve, because you don't ultimately placate terrorism by just becoming complicit and doing exactly what they want you to do. This will just simply embolden them. Obviously, funding the United Nations UNRWA has not solved anything. It's complicated and made things worse. So we have a president that is willing to take a strong position, and an ambassador, Nikki Haley. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We also have Christians in Defense of Israel, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. And we have our Patriots Handbook of Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel. ask for that, you can go to our website, lc.org, and order it online. Or we have also pamphlets, Why Do Islamists Hate Israel? Lots of information there with regards to this issue in the Middle East, and particularly with Israel. lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.